This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at
97.3.
Alice 97.3. Good vibes and variety. The Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Thanks for listening. Happy Tuesday. Disneyland tickets. Let's get right to it right now. The word is holiday. This hour's code word is holiday. H-O-L-I-D-A-Y. Text that to our contest line 20357. You'll be entered to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and you'll be in the running for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is holiday. This part of the show is brought to you by Third Love. I am wearing Third Love panties right now. Thank you.
And you like them?
I do. They're comfy. I can't even feel them.
Oh, nice.
It's really nice, yeah. Third Love's Temp Sync bras and undies with patented technology to regulate your body temp. Get $20 off at thirdlove.com.
Fresh, clean underwear is like, it's living the good life.
Yeah, brand new pair.
You want that.
I got a pair of brand new underpants. Mm-hmm. My mom will like that. That's a song, you know, the brand new roller skates.
No.
Yeah. She used to sing me that all the time.
What? Sing it.
I got a pair of brand new roller skates. You got a brand new key. And then there was more, I guess you would change the size of the roller skates with a key. Don't ask me. I don't know. She would just sing it to me all the time.
And who's the artist?
I don't know. No
idea. Is this the Taylor Swift of Ellie Day?
I think it was a radio song, actually.
Brand new roller skates.
I got a pair of brand new roller skates. Oh, Rob looks like she might have it.
Melanie?
Yeah. Yep.
My mom used to sing this, too.
Oh, how fun.
She's tone deaf, though.
Crunch.
So it's very painful when she sings.
Are you tone deaf?
No.
You can sing. I've heard you sing.
A little bit. Yeah. Like Britney.
That song is from 1971.
Oh, was it a hit? I don't know if it, I mean, it was a hit at my house and my mom would sing it to me all the time. I wonder if your mom sang it, was sung it by her mom. Is your mom my age?
A little bit older.
Oh.
She's in her mid 60s.
Oh. I feel so, like a spring chicken.
Yeah, you're my big sis.
Oh. You really know what to say. Okay. Speaking of things that happened back in the day, back in my day, if you grew up in the 80s, congratulations. You have fully entered your back in the day phase of your life. We're in our back in the day era. Storytelling to the young whippersnappers. Mental Floss, which I love them. They just put out a list of the most famous people of 1985. So 40 years ago. Actually, as I read through this list, I'm like, wow, a lot of these people still completely known. Yeah. The first one, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was a rookie in 1985. Finishing his rookie season, he was already well on his way to becoming one of the biggest athletes in the world. Michael Jordan, everybody still knows Michael Jordan. I'd be like Mike. Pete Rose. Pete Rose had not yet had his gambling scandal. And that was the year, September 11th of 1985, Pete Rose broke Ty Cobb's record of 4,191 hits. His record still stands. 40 years.
Pete Rose blew it, though.
He did.
And he knew what not to do, and he did it anyway.
Did he, and I know he's passed, but did they ever revisit him not being in the Hall? Because they didn't let him in the Hall of Fame. He was, you know, exiled from baseball.
I think they've talked about it, yeah.
I think it's very
controversial, though, because he, again, was someone who, even after being caught, said, I didn't do that, and then later goes, I did that. Mm. It's just one of those things where he's kind of not, despite being a great baseball player, not a great person. Like, he's one of those guys who, I want to say it was an all-star game, and he ran to the, and he was known as Charlie Hustle. He was a guy who was so freaking into it. But he, at an all-star game, I think it was the catcher, ran to home plate and just knocked the guy out. And it changed that dude's career forever.
At an all-star game. Which did not matter or count toward anything.
And he
ran
the plate and ran the guy down, and, you know, the ball comes free and he's safe. And that guy's done. I'll look it up. But anyway, Pete Rose.
So these are the biggest pop culture stars of exactly 40 years ago. Michael Jordan, Pete Rose, Madonna, and Sean Penn. They were both established stars, especially Madonna, but they're a coupling. Elevated both of their statures, and they say, especially Sean, like it was the biggest benefit to him. Although, I don't know, I feel like Sean, well, maybe not. What the hell do I know? Maybe Sean Penn never would have been as big if he hadn't been with Madonna. But I feel like he was known. Michael J. Fox. Michael J. Fox was one of the biggest pop culture stars. He was already the breakout star of Family Ties, but 1985 in the summer was Back to the Future, which I have to believe, as a fan of time travel movies, you've seen all the Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Many, many times. Definitely in my top four favorite movies.
Oh, yeah. It's a great movie. There's a ride at Disneyland, isn't there? The Back to the Future ride?
I don't know. I haven't seen the movies.
Oh, they're great. I just loved him at one point in my life. He's a dreamboat.
Really? Mm. He's kind of like nerdy.
Yeah. I just loved him. Loved him.
Can't wait to meet John.
Oh. Have you ever seen a picture of John?
No.
Oh, that's why I've never seen a picture of Susan.
I have an image of John in my head, though.
Oh, yeah? What does he look like?
Short.
Yeah. Yep. You got that one right. That's one right.
He's got short hair. Like, not specific color. Mm. Okay, it's not a very vivid picture.
He actually has kind of a fro. He's got very very brown hair.
That makes more sense.
And
he would have a lot of hair.
Super curly.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
He's taller than me when his hair is big.
I love that. What do you think Susan looks like?
I think Susan is I think he's taller than you, but not by much. I think he's got a short haircut and light brown hair, and he wears glasses.
No.
Oh. Mm. I think of him as being, he walks down the beach with his pants rolled up and a pink sweater tied around his neck.
That's so cute.
I don't know. Actually, I do sort of have a weird mental image of him, but.
People go crazy when I post him on my Instagram. All the comments are just, Susan, Susan, Susan.
Oh, wow. You have put up pictures on
Bob. Oh, yeah, I've seen him.
I'll have to go look. Mm-hmm. Stunner. There's definitely pictures of John on my Instagram, if you go back.
Okay.
Yeah. Michael J. Fox. We were talking about, this is biggest pop culture stars of about 40 years ago. This is 1985. So for some of us, these are like, we grew up with these people. Phil Collins. Do you know who Phil Collins is? You know his daughter, Lily Collins.
I know Phil Collins, of course. Tarzan was like when I was a kid.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. He did that is so that. Funny that that's what you know him from.
Phil Collins' third solo album, No Jacket Required, was a juggernaut. And he was, I would say, between Genesis and Phil Collins' solo stuff, he was a huge staple on MTV.
That was it. Like, he absolutely, when Peter Gabriel left Genesis, he went from behind the drum kit. Well, at first he stayed behind the drum kit and continued to sing. Mm-hmm. And then later they realized he's the singer. He's the guy.
Let's
like
get
that's
him out there. Right.
And then he went on to, like many singers do, when they get great success in their band, they realize, I don't need those guys.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and do a solo thing.
And then suddenly he's doing solo albums and soundtracks and more.
So his third solo album, No Jacket Required, was a juggernaut. It hit number one on the Billboard sales chart in just 4 weeks, which, by the way, that's not how it works anymore. Now you put out a record. It doesn't take you 4 weeks to get to number one. You're just number one because everyone goes, oh, stream that.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Rock Hudson, and he was actually from our parents' generation. His first breakthrough roles were like in the 50s and 60s as a conventional leading man, very much in the closet. But in 1985, he revealed he had AIDS and he succumbed to it a few months later. He was the first well-known public figure to announce that they had AIDS. It was very scary and poorly understood at the time. And it was a big turning point. Not long after Rock Hudson passed, Congress allocated $221 million in 1985 dollars, by the way. That was a lot of money. And donations to various AIDS charities started pouring in. Chevy Chase, huge pop culture figure in 1985. He had four films out that year, including Fletch and National Lampoon's European Vacation. He was just ruling at that point.
He was one of my favorite actors for the longest time.
So there's more, and it's all at Mental Floss if you want to read through the whole list, but there's a few of the highlights. This is for the millennials. So there's a little something for Gen X, and here's something for the millennials. Now,
all right.
I talked to Bob a little bit about this morning, and she's a cusper. She's a zillennial.
Okay.
Because at age 30, I think she's the year that it changes over, right?
Yeah, around there.
Okay. So she felt like, for part of this, she was a little bit on the young side. But if you are a millennial, and you felt something burning in you, like what's going on
is
Friday?
Is it chlamydia?
It's not chlamydia. Okay. No, it was teenage you going, oh my God, my two favorite bands are on stage together right now. The Jonas Brothers were performing in Virginia Beach on Friday and they shocked fans by bringing out Hanson.
Oh.
So apparently, and so all six brothers all performed together on the Hanson mega hit, Mbop. Crank that up. I can barely hear that. So it's exactly what you think. It's all six of them standing across the front of the stage, and it actually, I watched the whole thing and I thought it does look like they're singing live. It sounded absolutely amazing. I only think they were singing live because I thought it was pretty clear that the kid, the lead singer of who I think was the middle brother in Hanson, he definitely seemed to be singing live on the verse. And it just like the harmony sound absolutely great. And if you are a millennial and now I know that Bob, as a zillennial, you were a Jonas Brothers fan.
Yes, for sure. When I was in middle school, the Jonas Brothers were blowing up and then they had their Disney Channel show and they did Camp Rock with Demi Lovato, who they actually brought out. I think it was on opening night of this tour. They started at MetLife, which is crazy that the Jonas Brothers have such a committed fan base that they're playing places like MetLife Stadium.
Gigantic places.
Insane. And they brought out Demi Lovato on the first night, and they sang Camp Rock song, and the internet was going crazy. Because Demi Lovato has been like kind of not not doing very much recently.
Right.
So that was exciting. And then they brought out Jesse McCartney a few nights ago to sing Beautiful Soul. Apparently the Jonas Brothers opened
for
Jesse
McCartney.
That was a
huge Disney Channel hit. Like that,
yeah.
Beautiful Soul. My kid used to walk around the house singing that at the top of his lungs.
They're giving the people what they want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yes. It's brilliant.
So M-bop was a hit when we started here.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up even being played on Alice.
Yeah.
And I would put that right up there with Call Me Maybe as just the over-sugary, biggest pop addiction.
Just ear candy.
Yeah, you just can't. If it comes on, you're like, don't touch that. No, I need to hear that.
I just need to. You know what's funny is if Pat, when Pat comes over, he'll throw songs my way, you know, he'll play them on guitar. And if I don't bite, he starts bop. And then I can't help myself. And
then you'll bite.
And like, then we all jump in and do all the harmonies. And it's just, oh my God. I love that song. You're right. It's like that, just like cotton candy.
Yeah.
Sugar
and
pop.
I don't know what else you'd put in that category, but those two songs I would put at the top of the just absolute.
Yeah.
Can't turn them off. Now I'm dancing. I hope no one's watching.
I don't care if anyone is, but it would be best if they weren't.
Yeah, and their voices were good as kids. Like that middle brother, he's pretty good.
Yeah, and it's funny to see them because they're all grown up now. Like the little kid, the 5-year-old that was on the drums, I'm like, well, he could be the guitar player or he could be the drummer. He's one of those. Because the guitar player cut all his hair off too. Didn't he have like pretty long hair?
Yes.
The oldest
brother. Oldest one, yeah. But they all have, I believe, not that I've kept up on them, but I think they all have families and, and you know, like wives and kids. And
yeah.
Good for them.
They've gone on to have a life. I wonder if they made enough money. Like, can you see what let's look at the net worth of the
Bill Hansen.
Bill Hansen, Jim Hansen, and Ronnie Hansen. I don't know their names. So it's actually cute, too. And everyone wants to be like Taylor and drop little Easter eggs. But apparently there's a Jonas Brothers song called That's Just the Way We Roll that name drops Hanson. So from years ago. And so they do like this little video where they're lip syncing that song. I think it was on TikTok. And later that night, and they use that line, the Hanson line. And later that night, Hanson comes out on stage.
Oh, very cute.
Yes.
An Easter egg, if you will.
Yes.
Not quite Taylor level Easter egg, but still. Taylor Hanson. That's the middle kid. Taylor Hanson. He also posted about it on Instagram, and he used the same song, but it was a montage of footage from that night. And I guess that Joe Jonas just turned 36 on Friday, and that was part of like a birthday celebration. What did you find out about the Hanson brothers' net worth?
Supposedly they're each worth about $20 million, which is impressive.
It's beyond impressive. That is one song. One song.
Yeah, I mean, here's my question to you. Let's play a game.
All right.
Name any other Hanson song.
I can't.
Didn't they have a TV show?
I don't know.
But they lived in like a trailer park.
I don't.
What?
You tell me.
Texters, let me know. I have a vague memory from when I was very little of a TV show with them.
800-400-3697 is the text number for contributing to the show.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's that. Let me see if I can squeeze one more thing. I don't think I can actually, but we'll give it a try here. I'll do this one real quick. Last week I was kind of excited because it looked like Justin Trudeau and the former Prime Minister of Canada and Katy Perry, they had a first date. They were seeing each other. It appears that they've cooled off, and they blame it on the fallout that Justin Trudeau experienced.
From what?
From the date, the pictures from them on the date. He did not like the feedback, and apparently he did not want it to be a public thing. They were out in a public restaurant. It wasn't like he snuck her away to his cabin.
But it wasn't like, hey, we're trying to cancel Katy Perry and now you're canceled by association.
They're saying he did not like the spotlight and that he began being followed. And he said, the source said Trudeau was, quote, not prepared for all the attention that comes with dating Katy Perry. It can be a lot. It can be overwhelming.
He's a famous world leader, mm-hmm. though.
The source says, I know for a fact Justin wasn't thrilled about the pictures getting out. It was a first date. And these pictures came out and became this huge thing, which is not what he seems to have wanted. So there you go. It's cooled off. So it might be over. Might not be over.
That doesn't make sense. If there was a spark, you know.
If there was a spark, that wouldn't have been enough to
there. If there was a spark, he'd be like, I can't not.
Mm-hmm.
I have to see where this goes.
Turns out he didn't have to. Okay, he was so like, I can't handle the pressure, Katie. You know, you go do your thing. You did just break up. I guess he divorced a couple years back, but she is pretty freshly separated, or at least as far as we know. Okay, Vin, what do you got coming up?
Is that them out there?
It's a party.
I'm like, what? Whose computer saying?
It's a party outside.
In the hall. Okay, yeah. Sorry. Listen to this.
Okay.
And you tell me what you would do, or think about what you would do. A woman was working at a company for 20 years, doing nothing and being paid her full amount.
Oh.
What do? You have no job. You show up. There's no work.
Right.
All
but you're
day.
There. You keep getting a paycheck.
For 20 years.
Okay.
What do you do after these?
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, our full show podcast every day. Listen to our full show podcast on the Odyssey app, Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever podcasts are sold.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control.
Mm.
Drywood termites swarming?
Oh, no!
August kicks off their season, so don't wait. Call ATCO Pest Control to kick them out fast. And mention Sarah and Vinny, you'll get 10% off termite treatment this month. Visit atcopestcontrol.com. That's atcopestcontrol.com. Edie.com. Here's what's happening. Happy birthday, Edie.
Happy birthday. 7 years old. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it. The age of reason.
Is that what they call it?
As my mom always said. You should be able to reason with a 7-year-old.
Boy, Ellie making the show a couple times today. Your roller skate key?
Sure.
Huh? Hi, Ellie.
Hey, Mom.
Today's weather, low 80s. It's been warm.
It has, and close.
Right, and it's expected to get hotter tomorrow and Thursday. So right now, we still have some clouds overhead here in downtown San Francisco.
Yeah.
But there's also some sun breaks. You can see that building kind of lit up over there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, should be another nice day, although I prefer it a little cooler, but you know.
75 and sunny.
That's what I like.
Can't argue with it.
I'm with that. This is a weird thing, this first story, and she has some health challenges, so I understand that might be why the company did it, but this woman is suing, and this is in France.
Okay.
This woman is suing a company that paid her for 20 years to do nothing. For 20 years, she showed up for work, she got paid, she never had any kind of
job
task.
Description or a note to, so no, there was no work.
Right. This French woman describes this job in quotes as psychological torture.
No.
She's 59 and is suing Orange. I believe they're one of the big telecom companies in Europe.
Okay.
The same way we would have Verizon or Orange is like big there.
Okay. This is a phone, like a phone company. Okay.
She claims she went through a couple of decades in a phase that can be stated as forced inactivity. Although she received a full salary but was left without any roles and responsibilities. And the worst part, there wasn't any human connection either. She explained the scenario that harmed her mental health and left her feeling invisible as well. I was paid, yes, she says. But I was treated like I didn't exist. Now, they say she'd been diagnosed with epilepsy and hemiplegia.
Okay. What is
stated
that?
As paralysis that affects one side of the body.
Oh.
So her role had been shifted. And so.
But they felt that they couldn't fire her because she was disabled.
Maybe that's it. Mm. I have a hard time understanding her grind. Like, you didn't get fired, you got to get paid
for 20 years.
In fact, she says she was up for a position in another area or region of the country, and she went through occupational health assessment and they stated that she's not fit for the move. So she was sidelined to an even greater extent at that point, but continued to get paid. So now she's suing.
So it wasn't like a George Costanza situation where he didn't do anything but just appeared busy at all times. Mm. It was, they knew she wasn't doing anything. They basically said, there's your office, go get in it and don't come out.
She said, and it looks like she was working from home.
Oh.
At a certain point, she wasn't even told that she needed to come in. Being paid at home, not working, is not a privilege. It's very hard to bear. What do you do?
I thought this would be simpler. I didn't expect this to be quite such a weird situation. I think that if you find that you're being paid and not being asked to do anything, that you have a decision to make. Do I want to be a productive contributor in whatever situation? And if you do, then you quit. Or you go, yeah, I would love to not have to do anything and, quote, go to work.
Oh,
I'll read books all day.
I'll launch my music career immediately.
From my office, obviously. I'd make that a recording studio. Okay, and then get back to the beginning of the story. She is suing them?
She's suing them.
After Orange, they paid her for 20 years.
Orange placed her on standby, later shifted her to sick leave, and eventually suggested as a way to resolve the issue that she retire. She says, I requested training, redeployment, support. Nothing changed.
Mm.
She lodged a complaint, and still, there she was, at home, paid in full.
That's the thing.
No task.
She was paid, so I don't know. I wonder if this is one of those times where they, like, legally they couldn't fire her, but technically she wasn't qualified for any other non-job that they could give her.
Well, based on what I'm reading here, Orange, again, is a telecom company in Europe, and they're huge.
Okay.
So I know companies don't want to be sued, and they don't want no trouble, and they find ways to deal. What's more expensive? Firing her, sending her out, getting her out of here and dealing with the lawsuit, that lawsuit.
Right. Or just paying her
whatever she made, telling her just you're good. We're good.
Wow. What a weird.
Read a book.
Yeah.
Read a book and write a report on it. There's your job.
And don't use AI.
I don't know.
That's cheating.
She's calling it psychological torture. Anyway, I will keep my eyes on that.
Strange story.
Very strange. But I understand in the corporate world, things, not only do people, can people get lost.
Slips right through the cracks.
I knew someone I'm friends with worked at a company, and they found themselves, as there was this reorg, sent downstairs to this empty area where they could set up their office and their do their thing. And then they were basically forgotten for a while.
Were they okay with it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
So they were doing this lady's job?
Kind of like that.
Mm.
And there were things that this person was in touch via email. So this person had a job, but it was just, you know, once out of sight, out of mind, as this reorg was happening.
No
and
one's
there's
going
enough employees.
Like, why are you on Amazon shopping during?
Nope.
Mm.
No.
Sounds great.
Well, it does.
In a way. I mean, it'd be a weird way to live.
I think most people are sitting there saying, I could figure that out.
Yeah.
I could figure that out. Full pay.
Yeah.
No work. All right.
Nap time. Snacks.
A woman in Ohio started something last month, and this is already blowing up. 30-year-old Rosie Pollock noticed her dad needed a hobby.
Okay. Like he's bored?
Yeah. He's always loved sending her handwritten letters. So in July, she launched something called the Dad Letter Project, where anyone can request an encouraging letter from her dad.
Oh.
You just fill out a form on the website and let him know what's going on in your life. It could be a breakup, a new job, or anything.
And this guy will pen you a letter.
And he'll pen you a letter. And now other dads have started signing up to help.
Oh.
The website lists 4 dads, and there's a link to apply. So if you want.
So this is turned into a real thing.
You can become a dad writing letters to other people, or you can go there and say, I just went through a terrible breakup. Please,
dad,
write me a letter. Mm. And dad will pen you an encouraging, uplifting way to get on with it.
Handwritten.
Handwritten.
I like it.
I do. I like it too.
How much does it cost?
I don't have that here. It can't be that much.
Right.
I mean, it's his hobby.
Well, I mean, at this point, they've got 4 other dads working there. Like, sounds like his new business. Did you say he'd retired? Is that why she was just like,
sounds
we got to
like
find
it,
this guy something to do?
Well, he had no hobbies. And plenty of
it's
people.
It's a very sweet thing.
It is. I encourage everyone, keep your eyes peeled. If you have opportunity to learn something or try something, do it. The more hobbies you have, the happier and more fulfilled your free time will be.
Mm.
That's sad to think that you find yourself with free time and you go, I'll just sit here.
I mean, at least grab a book, for God's sake. I'm happy to just sit here. But I need my book.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like he even had that.
Yeah.
Maybe
he had a pad of paper and a pencil.
Maybe he, you know, as Rosie was poking him, he's like, I can't read.
I can write only.
That's a shout out to Bob, who constantly says she can't read, but we know that she can.
Yeah.
Slowly.
That's okay. And that's a muscle. You build it. And suddenly, over time, the things you're reading become full, almost movies in your head as you're sort of casting these characters.
Yes.
And they become, I know what this person looks like. If you cast a movie and you don't check with me, it's likely you're going to blow it.
Because right? I got some ideas.
Now, I know
here.
What it is. I already figured that out.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
I love that story. It's very sweet. I got a letter from my dad when I got my first car, and he was talking, you know, I had car payments to make, and he was always a great advisor when it came to all things financial. Like he was an accountant and he knew what he was doing. And he wrote me this really long letter and it was a letter of encouragement, and I still have it. Like I love, he didn't.
It's moved with you all these years.
All these years. And I think that this is, I mean, it'd be great if it was your own dad, but maybe you've lost your dad or maybe you hate your dad, whatever. Like it'd be nice to get an encouraging letter from a dad. You write down all the things you're going through and
that's neat.
Sit yourself down. Let me tell you a couple things here.
The six most stressful conversations to have with a date.
Oh.
This is from a new survey where they ask single people, what's the most stressful conversations to have with a date?
Now, are we talking first dates or just like any, we're just on a date? It could be, you could be a few dates in or.
I think it could be a few dates in, sure.
Okay, so you're a few dates in, you do kind of like this person, and then this topic comes up.
And then here are the top six most stressful conversations to have with a date? Kids.
It's the first thing I thought of.
Kids is one of those things that should, I don't even know if it should come up that quick, but maybe if they're, you're feeling the tick tick, you might be like, look, if you don't want kids, I got to get on down the road because I do. And I'm not wasting 1 minute with a guy who says, nah.
Yeah. Well, if you're starting to feel like, oh, I really like this person, there are certain things I think you should make sure you're on the same page about, because if that's something that's important to you, because sometimes we give up a lot of ourselves to be in a relationship, and you might make concessions here. And then as you get into the relationship, you start to feel like, what about what I want also?
Well, and I can certainly here in the Bay Area, maybe even more than most places, you could also meet a lady who says, I'm a career woman. Mm-hmm. I'm not having your kids.
Right.
I have a job to go to and I make good money and I'm going to travel with my free time, not change diapers.
Well, and maybe that's perfect for this person, but that you're right. It's a crunchy conversation to have because people, I feel like I felt very strongly I was never going to have kids.
I loved it.
And John was still, had been married and I was still on the nope train, and he broke me down and forced me to have kids.
I loved it. When I met you, we had that first sort of conversation about working together, and I asked you all kinds of questions, and even later you continued to be, we would go out and have a ciggy. So we both were completely addicted to cigarettes and we'd be talking, and I just remember her being like, why would I have kids? So stupid.
I'll never have kids. At that point, I was probably like maybe 28 or 29.
But you weren't even like,
for a few more years.
But you were also, I mean, to quote you, I hate kids.
I do. I still hate kids. You know that.
Marriage is on the list of difficult or stressful conversations to have with a date. I get that. I think that can also really be one of those things that, in theory, you say to yourself, yeah, I'd marry. But that doesn't mean you're going to marry this person.
Right.
And in theory, you could also say, why? We don't have to do that in this day and age. And then later, you love that person and they're like, I want that. That is truly how it went for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need that. You don't need that either. We're good.
Right.
And she wanted it. And I'm a married guy now.
Yeah. Religious. Married with two kids.
Yeah. Religious beliefs. Finances. These are stressful conversations to have with a date. Sex.
Oh. I'm into this one thing.
Well, or what your expectations or your hopes and dreams, you know, once a week would be nice.
Oh.
Could be that. It could also be where, you know.
I do.
In the car or around the back. Whatever it might be. Who knows?
Whatever. Sure. Let's get that straightened out.
You don't want to. You don't want to find out something's off the menu after you've already fallen in love with someone. And then you're like,
oh, man.
Well, we're going to do a three-way, right? I mean, we're getting to that. We're working our way up and.
No, we're never going to do a three-way.
That's not going to happen, guy.
Yeah, no.
You're dreaming.
Yeah, get a real doll.
Number one, a new survey asked single people, what's the most stressful conversation to have with a date? Number one is relationship history.
Oh.
And I don't think that's, I understand what you're saying, but it can also be understanding how someone's history is. Helps you understand their reactions to things and how they, you know what I mean?
Definitely. Yeah. But I think that's probably one of the things that gets lied about the most. You know, I can count on one hand. I don't know. I just think people are, especially if it's just a date with someone that you're mildly interested in, you might not want to share all the nitty gritty of the things that you've gone through. Because those are, you know, though that first heartbreak that you ever have in your life is like, that's, you're so much more guarded after each time
for sure.
Something happens to you. And even just the way that you were like, I'm not going to act like that again. I'm not going to go through that again. I'm not going to say that kind of thing again.
I think one of the first things that I worked out in my first high school relationship was jealousy. Mm. I'm not saying I never feel it or whatever, but I think you sort of, I decided for myself, I don't want to be with someone that makes me feel like I'm on really sketchy ground.
Yeah.
Or that makes me suspicious. I don't want to live like that. No. So it's really not, and I'm not automatically suspicious. It's that story you told me about where you were, and then later it comes out, that's not where you were. You were at a nightclub. Okay, well, now I've got to be wondering what's that about?
You want to be able to trust someone.
Right.
And you want to be able to trust them and believe them. And if it gets broken, the whole thing can blow up.
Right.
Because you've lost that. I gave you my trust and you broke it.
But I think that people better work that out young, because you grown-ups aren't putting up with that crap.
Right.
I mean, you're not. You wouldn't.
I
would
don't
you?
Think so.
Would you put up with that? Someone being like, I know I was, you left home and here I am at the bus stop with you, but it's just because I wanted to keep you safe. Like, you'd be like, what are you doing, Susan? Get out of
here.
Yeah,
get away from me. I am just one person. I'm not two people at once, you know?
Yeah.
I need my space.
Right. I'm with you, too, by the way. Like, that's weird to be checked up on.
I've heard of people finding apps on their phone that their partner has installed to, like, keep tabs on them, to track them. That's one of the scariest things.
That's a breakup situation in my mind.
100%, without a doubt. Immediate.
Unless they're the gray man and it was for your protection.
No.
I don't want to be with the gray man. That sounds stressful.
Just don't think about it. Don't worry. I always make it through, no matter how badly injured I am.
Ugh.
How about one fast fact?
Okay, let me have a fast fact.
Fast facts.
You know I love them.
Alice Cooper.
Yes.
You know, of rock fame.
Sure.
What is it? Frankenstein.
Only Women Bleed.
What?
What?
That's one of his songs?
Yeah, isn't it?
I don't know. I wasn't really an Alice Cooper guy.
Oh. Yeah, I know a few of his songs.
All right. Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
Babysat Keanu Reeves when he was 6 years old.
How old was Alice?
I
feel like Alice is so much older than us.
Yeah.
Like, wait, like, too old to have been
I believe show. Alice Cooper is probably pushing 80, right?
77.
Yeah.
And how old is, well, I guess actually.
Yeah, Alice Keanu Cooper once babysat like, Keanu Reeves when he was 6 years old. I mean, you can do the math when we're in commercials if you want.
I'm going to do the math.
All right. They're 17 years apart.
Oh, there you go.
But, well, that means that by the time Keanu was six, he was like a 23-year-old.
So what?
That feels old for
me. Well, if you're in the same area and, you know, the parents need to
23-year-old
out of the dang house.
Rock star, you'd think he'd be like, hey, kid, I got a couple of new ones to try. I mean, right? Maybe he didn't have the makeup on.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
We just got the first round of performers confirmed for the MTV VMAs, and you're going to like it.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.